Hi, I'm Leslie Parmeter from Kleiman Performance Partners, welcoming you to the Kleiman Connect podcast, where we share valuable insights and business of optometry advice from high-performing independent optometry practice owners and staff members to help other practices address challenges, achieve their goals, and transform their business. In this episode, we're going to focus on some great ways to motivate eye care practice team members to higher performance. No one way works for every practice, but some tried and true ideas will be shared today by my guests, who are optometrists and business partners at Wildwood Vision Specialists in Wildwood, Missouri. I want to welcome Dr. Christy Hayes and Dr. Kim Brown.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I think we should start out by saying that motivating members of a team can be a bit of a moving target. Am I right, ladies?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
That's because people are all different. They want different things. So a practice can put an incentivizing program in place that works great for a while, but perhaps lags over time, which means trying fresh new ideas along the way to keep things interesting for the team. Not easy, but you two are here today to share your successes, which may inspire other practices struggling to get their team excited to improve their performance. Why don't you start by telling us what prompted you both to begin figuring out ways to motivate your team?
So I was told by a mentor back in optometry school when I was going through rotations, who had a private practice in Kansas City, that if you're not measuring it, it won't change. And he used to say that basically, you'd be surprised that by not doing anything other than measuring something, you will see things change and improve. We haven't always been consistent and good about measuring or knowing what to measure, but I think we have found that to be true. When we do find something to the group to focus on and start measuring it, we do see changes happening. And typically, we will focus on something for a certain amount of time, to your point, and then we'll change it up. So Probably the longest time we focus on one goal or aspect of the office would probably be 6 months at the most. And then we're moving on to something else, if not sooner, because the team can kind of get burnt out if you're always looking at the same thing. And we'll just notice a decrease of the impact of our focus. So then we'll switch things up.
Dr. Brown, how would you describe your workplace culture? Because culture does factor into a team's performance.
Well, during optometry school and while we were starting up our practice, we worked at other offices part-time. So we got to observe a lot of different workplaces and office cultures. And these experiences gave us a good idea of how we wanted our practice to look. Our culture has evolved from when we first opened, but we have a certain goal to just strive to create a space that's safe and fun and respectful and that you are excited to go to every day.
That's great. And based on that, how important do you think workplace culture factors into motivating your team members?
I think it makes a huge difference. If you don't like your job and you don't like to go there every day, you're not going to put much effort into making a difference there. But if you're excited about it, you want to see everyone grow and be happy, and that workplace culture is going to thrive.
Yes, very true. Now, to add to that positivity of your culture, do you make an effort to recognize the hard work of team members in some way?
Yeah. We have shown, and it's a customer service video a couple of times during our staff meetings. It's just a short video called Give Them the Pickle by Bob Farrell. That the bottom line is that small things are easy to do. So like if someone asks for extra pickles, just give them the pickle. And it's kind of just been like a fun way for us and other members of the staff to call out when someone is giving someone the pickle. And so we'll often like shout out that someone gave them the pickle, or we'll send a message on Weave of way to hand out pickles, Jessica. Also, it was a staff member's idea recently to get a pickle pin on Amazon. So now that pickle pin gets passed around the office.
What a fun way to recognize members of your team. So now let's turn to the topic of communication. We all know that when employees feel heard, they are more likely to be engaged and motivated. How often do you two have team meetings? And would you say that your staff feels that you both clearly communicate expectations, provide feedback constructively, and actively listen to their concerns and ideas? Tell us, Dr. Brown.
We do one big staff meeting, and then we just try to do one individual check-in with everybody. But we also have created a meet at the beach code word. We found that it's often kind of stressful or scary that when you want to talk to a staff member to say, like, can you come back to our office? you know, that just saying that creates a stress and like, oh my gosh, what did I do? And what am I going to get in trouble for? And so now we just message people or say like, meet us at the beach. And so it just makes it more friendly and easygoing. And we've also have strived to kind of just do a personal check-in with everyone on our team individually, at least once a week or so. And, you know, just as easy as could be just sitting down at lunch and asking about something in their life or, you know, asking them to come back to the beach, just so that everyone kind of feels that their ideas are heard and that there's an open line of communication.
So you've told us that you hold one team meeting a week, and you also make sure to check in with each member of your team in some way each week. Have you always done it this way, or did you both arrive at this method through experimentation? Dr. Hayes?
So actually, when we started working with Climin, we kind of decided we need to just start doing weekly meetings. We've been good and not so good at doing consistent meetings with full staff, but we were like, okay, we're just going to set aside some time. We have our schedules blocked Tuesday mornings. From, you know, 9:15 or 9:30, we're meeting with the staff. We have our phones turned off and we just all focus. And sometimes they're short, sometimes they're longer. Sometimes we'll watch videos together. Sometimes we're just talking about goals or working through like, hey, we noticed this isn't flowing as well. Like, what do you guys think we could do to improve that? The weekly meetings, I think, is big because when you're meeting that frequently, then you're able to get into more nitty gritty stuff. Whereas if you're only meeting once a month or once every few months, then you have like so many things that you want to go over, or so many things have happened you've already forgotten. And like now that's old news and that was 2 months ago and now it's weird to bring it up. I think just the consistent weekly meetings has been really helpful. And the check-ins with staff, you know, some staff are very good about just popping in on us and saying like, hey, this is going on. I have this idea. And other staff, you know, they don't, they just kind of hang out at their desk and that. So it's harder sometimes to make sure we get everyone, but we try to do those touches with people, just check in, hey, how are things going? Are you noticing any areas that you feel like are needing some work, or just trying to have the door open all the time and just letting staff know and encouraging them to come back and talk to us at any point. I think that also really helps with the culture of them feeling like we're open to feedback, all kinds of feedback. So come in and just talk to us, let us know what your concerns are, or if there's something good going on, we're ready to talk at any point.
I love your code phrase for meeting one-on-one with staff members. Let's meet at the beach. You know, it really changes the dynamic between you as the boss and your employee because it removes that typical employee reaction of, uh-oh, the boss wants to see me. There must be something wrong. It just really lightens up the communication, doesn't it? Very clever.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll even use Weave around the office for texting and then inter-office communication. So sometimes we're just using the little palm tree emoji, sending that to someone, and then they know, okay, we're going to meet at the beach.
I just love that. Just really changes the vibe with meeting with your boss. Dr. Hayes, let's talk about what you do to incentivize your team. Now, you and Dr. Brown have shared with us that you create goals for your team members, which gives them a sense of purpose and direction. And on top of that, you have a bonus system to further motivate them. Why don't you give us the details on that?
Yeah, so right now, we most recently, our full staff bonus was on NeuroLens. We recently brought in NeuroLens to the office, and that was really a start to finish project. Every person in the office had some influence on that, whether it was asking patients symptoms, questions at check-in, to running the test, to talking about it in optical. So when we first were using that, we were really thinking this is a full staff thing. So we're going to do a bonus based on how many NeuroLenses we're selling in a month. We've kind of changed the way we're doing that flow in our office. So we're still doing the NeuroLens bonus for all of our staff, except for the front desk, the receptionist. And that we're switching back to appointment bonuses based on growth from the prior year in the same month. So giving her some goals for the month and then how many more exams we're seeing in a month. That's what her bonus is based on.
I see. Is it a percentage bonus?
Yeah. I don't remember the exact numbers, but like 8 to 10% growth is this amount.
Yeah,
10 to 12% growth is that amount.
Have you run into challenges along the way with your bonus structure where the team motivation just started to lag for some reason, causing you to have to rework programs? Let's start with any changes that you made that had to do with NeuroLens.
We used to have the front desk ask about symptoms or scanning a QR code, but we found that very cumbersome. So we were doing that in the exam. And so it turned out like front desk really wasn't doing anything to help with the neuro lens.
And we were also bonusing appointments based on the percentage of our goal that was met. We were doing that before we started the neuro lens, and we were finding that that person was getting much higher bonuses than other staff members were. Other staff, like opticians, were getting bonused for second pairs, and our techs were getting bonused for opting to do digital wellness scans on the OCT. And the appointment person was getting consistently much higher bonuses. So when we redid this setup where it's neural lens and then the appointment, we kind of reconfigured to where it's more level, the playing field, to where one person wasn't getting these large bonuses and the rest of the staff was, we felt like, working just as hard, but getting not as significant bonuses. So I think you do have to kind of watch where your bonus points are, just to kind of make sure it's fair across the board, even if you are measuring different things.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
We have recently, this was Dr. Kim's idea. She's like, we need committees. So we now have a patient appreciation committee and we have a fund committee. Patient appreciation committee recently, we had had a coffee station pre-COVID and we never brought it back. So now we now have a new Keurig and we have a little snack station.
Oh yeah, people love that.
So that was an idea that came from the patient appreciation committee and then the fund committee. Today, actually, we have a big potluck at the office. So, you know, I think just same kind of thing, making things fun and just mixing things up throughout the year helps people enjoy coming to work.
Dr. Brown, you look like you have something to add to this.
What I liked about the committees is that we gave the leader of the committee someone who is not a leader of the office. So it couldn't be me or Dr. Christie. It couldn't be our office manager. And so I like that other people that generally aren't in a leadership position have a chance to bring their ideas and lead something. And so then that we can also see that potential in those people and kind of grow that too.
It's so great that you're getting everyone involved with some type of leadership activities. It's a great way to foster growth in each of your staff members. Now, Dr. Hayes, what do you feel are the biggest successes that you have had when it comes to methods of motivating your staff members?
I think it goes back to measuring and consistently meeting with staff and talking about things. The area that in Kleiman, when we were really initially focused on increasing our exams per OD hour. And that was what we started tracking early on with Kleiman. And we've like slowly but surely been creeping up on that. And the team has come up with some really good ideas, helping fill slow schedules, reaching out to people who recently missed their appointments, but then haven't rescheduled, or running reports on Weave to see who hasn't been in 18 plus months, reaching out to them. They'll reach out to contact lens patients that were in a year ago and are getting close to the end of their supply. Hey, do you need more contacts? Do you want to come in for your annual exam? But just numbers wise, in 2022, we were at 0.9 exams per OD hour. And then last year, we averaged 1.2 exams per OD hour. And so far this year, we're at 1.4 exams per OD hour. So, you know, I think those are pretty decent strides for us. And I think that consistently, we always talk about where we're at on the appointment book. Were we busy last week? Are we busy this week? How does the following week look? At our weekly staff meetings helps bring that to the forefront of our employees' minds.
Wow. Going from 0.9 to 1.4 exams per OD hour is quite an achievement. So that really speaks to the success that you both have had with motivating your team for higher performance. Well done. Is there any way in which you feel that Kleiman Performance Partners has helped you with motivating your team?
I think one of the main things is I remember from our first few meetings with Kleiman was to start the weekly meetings. And I think that opens up the conversation between everyone and staff to be able to talk about what our goals are and what we're going to do to improve ourselves. Also, I think what Kleiman has shown us is that sharing the numbers and talking about the numbers is helpful to everybody. When we first started and were like very early cold start, we were very kind of like, no one needs to know our numbers. That's our business. But then we've learned that that only helps us grow and helps us meet our bigger goals.
Dr. Hayes, now I'm curious, have you had any challenges with getting your team members involved with the metrics? In other words, was there any resistance with any of the staff members wanting to learn more about metrics and what they mean?
No, I don't think so. It's overwhelming at first, as probably most people would say when they first join Climate and they start looking at all these numbers. It's just a lot to process. But our office manager now, who was one of our opticians, she's really embracing Kleinman and is in the management practices with Kleinman. So she's getting familiar with them, but she's definitely, you know, I was told at our last meeting that I should start having her input some of our numbers into our benchmarking. And so I've given her a chunk, like the optical section, to start doing. And she's great. She's just jumping right in and figuring it out. She's doing well. And then everyone else on the staff, I would say, is just more like selective, you know, kind of what our goals are in the future and where we're at now and moving forward ideas to improve that.
It's great that you both are involving at least certain members of your team in learning about benchmarking as it relates to their positions. It really helps them to understand what's going on, right?
Yeah, it gives employees a big picture view.
So the two of you have been business partners and doctors in the same practice for 12 years now. Knowing what you know now, if you could travel back in time, is there anything that you would have done differently as it relates to your practice? Dr. Brown, you look like you're chomping at the bit on this one.
Well, there's a lot. We are very naive. Our lawyer one time said to us, cheap is expensive. And I think that is very true. Try to do something cheap, it ends up being very expensive.
Yeah, generally true, isn't it? You get what you pay for, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have really been on the same page, the two of us, as far as what we wanted our practice to look like, which is huge when you have a partner. You know, if you're working in two different directions, that's going to be difficult. So it's nice that we do share the ultimate goal of how we want to treat patients, how we want our staff to look, and how we want the office to look. That's kind of come naturally to us.
We are very fortunate that we have very similar mindsets and we complement each other. I feel like in areas that I'm lacking, she's very good at, and hopefully I'm good at those areas. And we've always just done a very good job of having those same goals and the end goal for us. So,
Dr. Hayes, please share your golden nugget piece of advice when it comes to motivating a team for higher performance.
My golden nugget is to get to know your staff. Like, have personal conversations with them. Know what they like. Know what their interests are outside of work. Because when you can connect with someone on those levels, then it's easier to connect on other things as well. And we've definitely now have so much more staff than we worked with us and two employees for a long, long time. And now we have 8 staff, you know, so having that many more staff members, it's still important to know each person so that you can know what does motivate them. One of our opticians who really, she's good with just an acknowledgement like, hey, you did a good job. Thanks so much for doing that. I appreciate it. Or even just if she's needing help, someone going over and offering, hey, can I take some of that off of your plate? She really thrives with that. And there's other people that I really want to see the numbers, you know, want to hit those goals, want to aim for higher bonuses and money in their paycheck. So getting to know your staff individually so that way you can kind of fine tune how you're going to communicate with them and encourage them. That's probably the golden nugget I would have.
And Dr. Brown, what's your golden nugget piece of advice?
Along the similar lines, is just open your door, eat lunch in the lunchroom, and kind of make yourself available to have those conversations and talk to people. And then that way, it's just less scary of an environment than if you have to always like knock on a door and go in and see your boss. So I think just making those connections and finding something in common with every one of your staff members.
Well said. I think you both shared some really valuable insights with our audience today, and I really appreciate you joining me on the Kleinman Connect podcast and opening up about the successes and the challenges that you've had with motivating your team members. Congratulations, Dr. Hayes and Dr. Brown, on a job well done in the development of your practice, Wildwood Vision Specialists, and I just want to wish you both the very best as you continue your business of optometry journey.
Thank you.
To summarize what we discussed in today's podcast, the whole team benefits when the optometrist owner makes personal connections with each staff member and takes the time to get to know them as well as what motivates them. Foster an environment of open communication by clearly communicating expectations, providing feedback constructively, and actively listening to the concerns and ideas of your team. When employees feel heard, they're more likely to be engaged and motivated. Set clear, achievable goals for individual and team performance. Regularly monitor progress, celebrate milestones, and adjust goals as needed. Having a sense of purpose and direction motivates employees to work toward common objectives. Regularly acknowledge your staff's hard work and achievements, and feel free to get creative in how you go about it, and your team will appreciate it. And speaking of creativity, encourage team members to share their ideas and contribute to problem solving. When employees feel that their input is valued, they're more likely to be motivated to contribute their best ideas and efforts. Remember, motivating your staff is an ongoing process, so regularly assess what motivates your team and adjust your strategies accordingly. We want to remind our listeners that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of Kleinman Performance Partners, sponsors, or affiliated companies. The content provided is for informational purposes only and should not be considered an endorsement or promotion of any specific company, product, or service. We hope this podcast was helpful to you, and we have a treasure trove of resources for our optometric practice partners at KleinmanConnect.com. If you're not currently a partner and you would like to know more about us and access all kinds of valuable information that can help you with your optometry practice business development, visit us at Kleinman.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next month for our next episode, always on the first Wednesday of each month. Remember to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify to get notifications of episode launches. Catch you next time.